Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
We talked about this a lot just within the search, having a clear vision. Having a clear vision of what every single position needs to have now. But as a front office, we want to be as close as possible with that. So his ability to really give a clear vision of what he wants and needs to be successful has been really, really good. And you can just tell the high football IQ is on a totally different level.
That was Ryan Poles in the off season. I forgot about the funny, distracting bicycle noise in the background, or the squeaky wheel, whatever that was. And the fact that we did a whole segment on it one time. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And that's one of the most robust clips that we have is of Ryan Poles speaking, is that right there, because frankly, he only spoke to reporters. There was no published recordings of the discussion, even though people did get to record it for their own records. Poles wasn't on camera when he talked to reporters yesterday. We heard a little bit about what he had to say with Mark Grody because the trade deadline came and went. And as we know, the Bears got a backup defensive lineman, and that was it. That was the only big move they made. But here's why I think it's important, is because Joe Tryon-Shoyinka, who they acquired from the Browns, is perhaps one of the first data points in letting us know that the Ben Johnson coaching staff, whether that's Ben Johnson, whether that's defensive coordinator Dennis Allen, are having a real effect in how Poles evaluates talent and who he might acquire. So I am still in a mode of prove me wrong when it comes to the GM's record of talent acquisition. This could be something that helps change that narrative and change that impression.
The first step of many, many small steps to erasing what is a pretty big resume right now as far as Ryan Poles, general manager of the Bears. Because let me tell you, Layla, it's going to take more than this midseason acquisition. It's going to take a couple of drafts. It's going to take the extension of players, the signing of more free agents. I have a lot of questions about everything that Ryan Poles has done. And I don't think I've gotten clarity on how much, even to this point, Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen, and the like, how much influence they've had on Ryan Poles' decision since they joined.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's in prove me wrong mode for me.
Yes.
There's no question.
I'm with you.
And frankly, how much money he spent on the defensive line that isn't producing is a big factor in that. Like, I have, as everybody knows, I have many data points when it comes to why I think he didn't deserve an extension, especially with a remarkably different head coach now at the helm, and what I think are better evaluators coaching-wise of how they can use talent to their advantage. So that's how I feel. But we've been trying to figure out, we call it whose draft is it anyway, how much did Ben Johnson really get to influence the Bears draft? We know about Colston Loveland, But we've also seen other Ryan Poles play the hits, if you will, like Ryan Poles' greatest hits when it comes to trying to reinvent people at other positions and that not turning out well. So we've seen that too. Like, for example, we don't know how Ozzie Trapillo should be used. So we know that it's a long road, but that's why this is an important data point. Is this going to be somebody who he picked up who is going to show enough to be satisfactory? Or is this somebody who we're still saying, did Ryan Poles scout this guy? He had some knowledge on him. Data sounds like, yeah, that's a good body type for what we want to try to do, you know, having that knowledge and then using him in a way that's going to be satisfactory. You know, I think both can be true.
One of the things that was written about Sean Hammond from the Chicago Tribune on Tryon Soyinka, this is the line in the story. Poles couldn't forget the game Tryon Soyinka had for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Bears in week 3 of 2023 when he sacked quarterback Justin Fields twice and totaled 3 quarterback hits. Poles believes the Bears can get more out of Tryon Soyinka than the Browns, who hardly used him on defense. Remember, he played 31 snaps this year for the Browns.
Yeah, that whole backing up the star thing.
Yeah.
How'd that go with Roschon Johnson and Bijan Robinson? How's that going?
I would say that has not gone well.
The thing about having the superstar at those positions is you don't necessarily care as much about the backups.
Yeah, I mean, at least with Tryon Soyinka, he is a former first-round pick.
Right.
He is a guy who had flashed a little bit when he was in Tampa Bay, but not enough consistently for a first-round pick, and that's why he was no longer with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you just wonder, from a traits standpoint, and that's where Dennis Allen comes in.
Well, that's also what the front office loves. They love traits. They love relative athletic score, arm length, you know.
Right. But Dennis Allen likes a certain type of guy in his scheme at different positions doing very specific things. And he fits the bill on that. And it's just a matter of, is this a quote-unquote warm body? Or is this a guy you feel like you can further develop at the age of, what, 26? To get more out of him than what he was giving either of his previous two teams.
I think the challenge becomes a lot of people who want to reinvent the wheel or show how smart they can be as executives swing and miss instead. And you spend a lot of picks trying to show how smart you are with what you see in players, only to find out they're not doing the things you'd hope they would do. Like, for example, Ruben Hippolyte was somebody who many draft experts had as a non-drafted free agent, UDFA. Ruben Hippolyte has been a healthy scratch for how many weeks now?
A lot of weeks.
Is it 4?
That sounds right.
Several.
Since TJ's been, I mean, I guess he could play this week since TJ might be out, right?
But sometimes people think they're real smart or real cute. And unfortunately, the consensus is the consensus for a reason.
You can't be cute in football in any shape, form, or fashion. You can't be cute in the way you play. You can't be cute in how you try to get the most talent. You just got to give yourself as many opportunities to get the highest level of talent that you can, especially when we're talking about through the draft, because we know great organizations build through the draft. And right now, unfortunately, the Bears, outside of that first overall pick and the first round picks they've had the last 3 years, they don't have a lot to hang their hats on. Or when I say they, I mean Ryan Poles, by the way.
Right, and that's why I wasn't necessarily of the thought that, oh, you get like a gimme first draft class to ease into this. If it goes right on good regimes that produce, those draft classes will produce for you. See Brad Holmes of the Detroit Lions. You need those players to produce for you. You need that to be the foundation of your team. Sometimes making the boring decisions and building, I don't know, from the inside out, for example, is really how you build a sustainable team. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody talking about Ryan Poles' role and how much we need Ben Johnson to influence that. This is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I want to go back to what we talked about in the offseason, trying to figure out how much of this was going to be a Ryan Poles draft, how much Ben Johnson was going to be able to help. And when the theory was thrown out about how Ben Johnson is dictating this and Ryan's just getting the groceries, I very much thought the same thing when it came to Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles. I think the job of a GM is to get talent that your head coach thinks he can use. And I feel like that was also the case before Ben Johnson was here. I think there were certain players that Matt Eberflus wanted because of either in free agency like a Tremaine Edmonds or, say, in a draft that he wanted to use in a certain way. He also asked for a three technique that he didn't ultimately end up getting. He got Jervon Dexter. Jalen Carter goes to the Eagles. They won the Super Bowl last year.
Thank you for that note.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But you see how this stuff does matter when it comes to the coach's influence. I think the issue is we want the coach to influence Ryan Poles a lot.
So
he can't do both. He's not Bill Belichick.
So that's kind of my point, is that the question becomes, when you look at Ryan Poles, do you like the effect that the head coach Ben Johnson, the former head coach and now defensive coordinator Dennis Allen, is having on the acquisition of talent? And my answer to that is, I want them to have more.
More.
I want Ben Johnson.
More.
More. I want Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen to be involved in every single aspect of this that they can, while also obviously preparing for the game. This is more of an off-season thing probably than an in-season thing, because they're trying to prepare week to week.
Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying. Like, I don't think there was any point, and I still believe that, like, when it came to that first pick of the draft, that was a Ben Johnson call. Because if he wanted a player, an offensive player, he had a choice. It was Colston Loveland or it was Tyler Warren. He made his choice. You can't tell me Ryan Poles made that choice without Ben Johnson saying, this is the tight end I want.
Right, and that's one, though. But when it comes to, say, I don't know, the area of expertise, which is probably the general manager's former position in offensive line, when 12 of 13 offensive linemen who were picked in the first and the second round of the 2025 draft had played and started even.
Is it his area of expertise? Can we just go back to what you just said, though? I believe he believes it's his area of expertise because he's a former lineman. But
right, but when you're the head coach, don't you have to trust scouting to do some of its job?
Yes, I trust. You know who I trust more than scouting? Dan Roschar. And this is what I mean. Scouting can bring you stuff, but I trust Dan Roschar to go over the stuff that they bring you.
Well, and he's got the college background too, so he knows how it can translate into the NFL. I think we got a little bit clearer picture, though, of all of this thanks to Ben Johnson talking on the mic yesterday. So we will play that for you since he spoke on the microphone.
He was turning over every stone in looking for ways to improve our roster both this year and in future years. And so I thought we had some really healthy dialogues on what we wanted that to look like and as we're building this thing on out. And so it was good. I feel really good about the move we made, and I think you know, our guys will step up as we get going here in the second half of the season. I think sweat's starting to come on. I thought Book had a good start there to the second half with that first game. And so I think we're going to be in a pretty good spot here up front.
So that's Ben Johnson talking about it. And at least working with Ryan Poles on how.
And also validating some of the players that are currently on the roster that were Ryan Poles' decisions, if you will, before he even got here. When you talk about Austin Booker, Montez Sweat. By the way, the Tez effect has started to ramp up. Ever since I gave him that game ball and Take the North, he's had a sack in every game.
But here's the thing. You think that Matt Eberflus didn't have a say in Montez Sweat? Like, of course there's a conversation there about... I'm sure that happened between Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus when it came to how to use Montez Sweat.
Yeah, I mean, it's plausible. I just, the way I look at Matt Eberflus as a defensive play caller and a head coach, I just question, I question him as much as I question Ryan Poles, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I question all of it, which is why I questioned the idea of extending Ryan Poles to begin with. But you have a chance. You know, the more involved the trusted people are in this organization, and by trusted, I mean people like Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson, the more they are involved, I think the easier their jobs, Ryan Poles, for example, should be. But if he's still driving the bus with his front office's base tenets of traits over tape and thinking that they can move people around out of their positions in college, like they did with Jervon Dexter, like they tried to do with Ozzie Trapillo, we might be in for some very similar discussions down the line. And that's why it's so important is we try to figure out whose responsibility this really is and how much of a say that the coaching staff is going to get to have. There were rumors before Ben Johnson came here that he was going to bring a player executive, a front office executive with him. That ultimately didn't end up happening. It was somebody who was in Detroit, ended up being in Washington. But I see why that was on the table.
Had to be on the table as we continue to talk about Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles, their relationship, the evaluation of the job that Ryan Poles is doing right now, and whether or not it's been enhanced by the presence of Ben Johnson and to a degree Dennis Allen as well, because they know what they need to make their schemes work here on Raheem Harris and Grody. Mark Grody, by the way, is at House Hall. He'll join us at 125. I look at this to say that Ryan Poles, to me, has earned no trust from anyone, not the fan base, not, I mean, really, and I guess the only thing that matters...
Word on the street is he earned 5 years of trust from the organization.
That's what I was going to say. The only thing that really matters is that Kevin Warren said, I will give you a chance at redemption. Because, honestly, that's what you have to call this. A shot at redemption. And I guess when he got on the conference call with Ben Johnson, that initial one, you know, the one where Ben Johnson leads the call by saying, I want to be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears, and gets off the call saying, I want to be the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. And he felt comfortable enough after that conversation that that message didn't change from the front of the call to the end of the call. Then Kevin Warren said, okay, this can work. And my kind of in a fatherly figure way saying, you will have another chance to come back from the ashes and rise like the phoenix. Because that's what Kevin Warren's attempting to do here. Let's be very clear on that.
I don't even know if they think that's the case. Like, that's the issue.
That's what I think,
this
though.
Was whether this... We like Ben Johnson, but in reality, this was still somewhat of an arranged marriage that way. Now, did they arrange the right person who they brought in? Yes. But as far as getting the other person a five-year extension, which usually comes with a raise, y'all know how I felt about that. 630, they need to give Poles the model number and SKU in a cell phone picture.
Wow. Reality is Bears do have to win in spite of Ryan Poles. That's from 309. The do was capitalized, as was the in spite.
Yeah, and I frankly tend to agree with that until we see something different. But let's face it, you know, after a week of acquiring at least CeeDee Gardner-Johnson off the street, that proved to be good enough for the Bengals.
Is there even anything?
Even though they gave up 42 points. So now you get another chance to see whether or not that's working well. We saw how Dennis Allen wanted to use him, which for me is important.
He had a sack.
So, okay, you spent a $90,011,075 on the defensive line.
That's a very random number.
It's a scientific one. Look it up.
Okay.
But Okay, so this is what you were able to get once Dayo Odingbo went down. So you show me. You show me what you've learned.
Is there anything Ryan Poles can do between now and the end of the season to say Ryan Poles deserves his flowers? Like, what would have to happen between now and the end of the season? I don't think, I mean, the trade deadline's passed now, so if this just happens to work out and they go to the playoffs and win a playoff game or something, is that what it would take?
I mean, it's going to take a good draft, I think, unfortunately.
Okay, and it's going to take time. And maybe these draft parts come together and do something from this past draft. And obviously, Cal Manunga is already doing things.
It's going to take one of your draft picks to make a Pro Bowl. It's going to take you perhaps trading somebody who you have redundant talent in one of the positions, getting something of real value back. It's going to be doing something decent in a third round.
Third round would be nice. A third round dub would be nice.
Wouldn't it? Before Chicago takes on New York, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz and Mully will get you set for the game. And then immediately after the game, they have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Coming up next, it's time to get your fantasy football light up in order. I'm sure Marshall has a lot of questions for Paul Charchian. The chief execution officer of the Guillotine Leagues is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.